six hard weeks training done there now, so we're moving in the right direction. We're still a lot of work to do as well.
Yeah. Listen, you said the disappointment last year of losing out in the McLaren final, but a lot of this group now has progressed on with you, and you've got a bit of a core there, do you, from that team that's sort of hoping now will be your springboard for staying in Senior A football at school's level?
Yeah, well, probably, I suppose, them boys have been some of the main players in last year's McLaren team. They got to the final and were unlucky to lose out. And, you know, 2 years ago this team would have played Ranafast, which was under 16A competition. So there's plenty of experience from both back then and from last year now. And, you know, a lot of young fellas coming in and supporting them there as well from the McLaren Cup team and a couple from the under 17 team last year as well.
Yeah. So what sort of is the plan for this year? What goals have you set out for McCrory this year for you?
Well, I suppose you don't want to be looking too far ahead, but, you know, every day I ask them to try and that we're trying to improve on something and work on something. And, you know, if we can get a wee bit better every training session, every game, that's the most important thing. The group, there's four in the group. If we finish in the top two, you're automatically through to after Christmas. Yeah. If you don't finish in the top two, you have a playoff and an opportunity to get through to after Christmas. So our target is to get playing in the new year, get playing football in the new year, and whether that's top in your group or getting through in the playoff, we don't mind.
Yeah. And it's a tough competition. Who are the other teams in the group, and how big a task is it going to be?
Yeah, it's tough, very tough competition. And we're Bessbrook's our third game. Our second game is against St Pat's Armagh, and our first game next Wednesday is against Carrick Macross. And they're all, the three very strong teams. And the first one up is Carrick Macross, and they've seven of starters from last year's Monaghan team that got to the Ireland semi-final. So they're going to be very strong. And you know, but that's what you expect when you play McCrory. Every team's going to be very good.
Yep. How important is it then to get a good start?
Well, I suppose it's, you know, you like to get a good start in every competition you play, but, you know, it's not the end of the world. We know we're learning and we know we're improving every week we go out there. And, you know, whether we get a result in the first game, it'll be brilliant and it'll be a good springboard for the last two group games. But if things don't go to a plan that day, it's not the end of the world, and we're not going to panic. We're going to keep working and keep trying to improve.
Yep. You're working hard with the current crop of players that you have at the moment. We're here at the college and had a launch ahead of the McCrory Cup. And I suppose the target that they've been talking about in there is keeping the college playing Senior A schools football in the future and making St Union's an attractive place to come, not alone for education, but for football. How important is it that you achieve those goals now over the next number of years, that you stay up in McCrory?
I think that's important, you know, that we continue to stay playing in the A grade now for the next foreseeable future. And, you know, we're lucky this year the senior team is playing McCrory, and the boys, the under 16s, are playing Ranafast too, which is the A level. So they're going to have good experience for next year's campaign and for the campaign the year after that as well. Like, but, you know, it's a fine school here that offers so much extracurricular opportunities to every student. You know, not only in football, but in you know, across the board, be it maths, be it other sports. I think just if we keep playing McCrory Cup football, hopefully it'll encourage other top players in the area to come to the college too.
Yeah, and hopefully a couple of these young men in here that was here at the launch get some sort of inspiration from some of the former and past players that they heard from today. We all know the likes of Michael Murphy, but there was a few more there that played in the 50s and the 60s, and they were telling their stories, and they've got medals.
Yeah.
Father Austin's just one example, and maybe a couple of those guys can take something from today.
It was great listening to Father Austin there, and Michael Cullen, Paddy Tunney, Paul Carr, these boys that have been here in the past and have good memories from the college and played at A level and won medals at A level. You know, and I think that's important, like, and I even said to my current crop of players, you know, they're role models to the under 16s and under 15s coming up after them. And, you know, and they are setting the standard high, and they are leading by example of the way they're conducting themselves both on the field and in the classroom also.
Has there been much change in preparation for playing at the top level from when you were here at St Union's kicking ball as a student and playing in schools competitions?
I think it's changing all the time, you know. And it was almost 20 years since I was here as a student, and, you know, even go back 5 years, it's moved on, and that, like, in S&C is a formality now. No matter what team you're on, you have to have your S&C, and they have to be buying into it, and, you know, they are, thankfully. And, you know, just the whole, you know, very few of them, there'd be a couple of boys who play soccer as well, but they find it very hard to get the opportunity to mix sports now, because they're putting so much effort into their football and that. So, it's good that they're showing a great attitude, you know, and you know, hopefully they continue to show that.
Yeah. Just finally then, you mentioned commitment and attitude. Paddy Tony touched on it, yeah, about that you have to be fanatical, uh-huh, about your football.
Yeah.
Here at St Union's, can you see that in your backroom team that you have together and the students that you have now part of your team?
Well, definitely. It's the students themselves. I said to them, it's your team and it's up to you to push things on. And they are doing that. They set up the organised S&C themselves to get somebody in and to fund for it as well. They organise all the fundraising for that. And, you know, they're in here 2 mornings a week doing their strength and conditioning. And they're out in the pitch. I don't ever have to ask any of them to come to training or why was he not at training. They're there before me and they're there ready to go. And, you know, that's the commitment they need. And, you know, fanatical maybe is... You kind of think maybe it's too much, but I think they are fanatical about it, and they are going about it in the right way. And you know, the fact they come in the morning too gives them the evening off and gives them time for their studies and for their books, which is, I suppose you could say, is the number one thing they're here for. Really, is their education, and you know, they're balancing both the education and the training well. And you know, I think it gives them the commitment they're putting into the training on the field and in the gym gives them discipline. You know, it's not only for football but for their future lives as well.
Listen, Colm, the very best of luck with your McCrory campaign.
Cheers, Ashton. Thank you.